knowing how this season started and where your reps were at then to now, do you feel like you're in the mix now, officially?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm in the mix. You know, I get a fair amount of playing time. And when I get out there, try to execute with those plays and try to make something happen, you know, try to contribute to this defense.
It looks like you're making stuff happen. I know we've seen some highlight reel stuff out of you. Is that resonating behind closed doors? Do you get a sense that there's more belief in you in this building?
I definitely get a sense that the guys around me are starting to trust me a whole lot more and more willing to put me out there on the field to give me opportunity to make some plays happen. And, you know, with that being said, I just, when I get those opportunities, you got to go out there and execute.
Buffalo, going to be a little chilly. I'm assuming it's going to be a different suitcase as opposed to the one you brought to Jacksonville. As a defensive guy, is that just a clear-cut advantage in terms of, we're talking these wideouts and they just give you some mopey faces when you kind of hear the weather report?
Yeah, well, I played in the MAC, and, you know, we used to have to go up and play University of Buffalo around about the same time of year. And, you know, I know what to expect. I've played in the snow before. I prefer snow over rain myself, you know, rather the snow flurries come than the wet, cold rain, you know. So, but either way it goes, you know, you get out there, you know, any environment's football environment, you know, any weather's football weather. So when you get out there, you know, you just do what you've been doing since you were a kid. You know, just play football, try to execute, you know, do your job and do it for the man next to you.
And Khalil Mack isn't waiting for you in Buffalo now, so I'm sure that's got to be a good thing.
Yeah, how are you going to approach these last four games? Personally,
clear mind. You know, eyes on my key. You know, really focus on sharpening my craft and the tools that I do have. You know, so that I can finish this year off strong and come get ready for next year. You know.
You feel like you've come a long way, and yet there's still a long way to go?
Coming from where I'm from, I've definitely come a long way. But there's definitely a long way to go.
What's the learning curve here? What's the toughest adjustment for you now? You're in the last fourth of the season.
For me, probably it's just staying locked in all the time, you know? I probably don't have the longest attention span in the world, you know? And I'm a jitterbug, so, you know, just relaxing, staying locked in, and staying focused on the prize.